show number 80, BigFoamyHead.com, Beer Drinkers and Hellraisers, The Departure Show.
Got to my limit of quick.
So
we're talking about tequila.
We are talking about tequila and beer, and this is show number 80, a continuation of show 79, impromptu show. But we got some really good beers from Craig from Beer Bubba's. Brew Bubba's.
These are the wedding beers that he sent out a long time ago, and Johnny Max has obviously done his show on them, and
yeah,
we're following suit.
And
these are really
good
home brews.
We got to do this before you go out into the field. We've been celebrating Rick's departure out into the field, and we're just going to hit it one more time.
Talking politics, drinking bourbon, drinking beer, and we have something important to say.
What haven't we been drinking?
There's a little bit of everything, and the first one, you got to love this label. Quake Me Up Before You Go-Go Imperial Cream Stout. You got to hand it to Craig and the Brew Bubbas. They're anything but dull.
Now, I know the stories when he was writing. Now, you lost out, man. You want some wine?
I got some.
Mike's here.
So we're enjoying
some. He's trying to get some beer out of the bottle.
I just wanted to make sure I didn't get it all, you know.
No, you got it.
Okay.
We're having some Quake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Got a parody of the Quaker Oats dude on the...
And Michael, what's his name? Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
George Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah,
him
of
the bathroom and the
Spank and the Monkey.
I understand he's the Democrat's latest nomination.
Mm. And this, I got to tell you, it's tasty.
It's white.
First drink, and I will say that we had these out earlier, and we stuck them back in the fridge to get a little bit of coolness to them. Mm-hmm. And I think we're drinking these at the optimum temperature.
This
it's
is
about
good, huh?
55 degrees. It's like almost, we're bordering, we're getting close to the
Do you remember his Kentucky Breakfast Stout?
Oh, my God.
Mm. That drove me insane.
That was good.
It was like the maple honey syrup and
absolutely.
It just had just about everything going on.
Yeah.
Bourbon.
And that's why we love the home
brewers.
The
complexity was all over the place.
I think Craig and the Brew Bubbas just really celebrate the whole essence of home brews and really nail the styles. They produce some fantastic beers.
Well, they're up in Michigan, so, you know, it's not so
much. Oh, yeah,
because
the whole Michigan, yeah, look what they're up against. But we're having the Quake Me Up Before You Go-Go. So this is an oatmeal stout, I'm guessing. Got a little bit of oats into it.
Got a little Quaker oats. And
a little bit of mouth feel to the stout.
Very tasty.
Fantastic. And just funny as hell.
I'm certain it's too late to call him. Well, that's his son-in-law now. So that's
what?
The guy. Yeah.
He's that old?
Yes, he's
my
got a
God,
married daughter.
Craig's an old son of a bitch, isn't he?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I think
God.
He's pushing 50.
I thought he's like 20-something.
I think he's pushing 50.
Oh, my God. He's old. He's an old fart. We shouldn't even talk to him. Of course, I'm like looking 50 smack in the face in a couple of years, but I digress. Good stuff. And I guess we should comment on the audio that we brought the show into with. ZZ Top.
ZZ Top.
Little Beer Drinkers and Hellraisers.
And they're local, almost.
Yeah, recorded at Arden Studios and mm-hmm. a lot of Memphis connections. And we might touch on that a little later on.
Including Nancy Apple.
Yeah, absolutely right. Our pal Nancy Apple, we got to get her back on the show again. She is a fantastic resource.
Good luck. She's got her own radio gig.
She does. You know? She's a celebrity.
We need her more than she needs us.
That's true. And Nancy,
she does a weekly radio gig.
She does. She's a celebrity.
She promotes local bands.
But she does recognize the common man like us. And, you know, this beer, I guess we'd say, is one of the common man beers, the home brewed, and man, it's a tasty beer. And we are kind of celebrating. We've got a little, if you detect a little tear in the beer, it's because this is Rick's sort of farewell show.
Yeah.
For being here live, not that he's going away, he's just moving.
Right.
We're just
different location.
A little different location.
Same contribution.
But, of course, we don't, you know, we're sad to see him go. Because
mm-hmm.
All we've been doing since the off-air, and if you did not check Show 79, the secret link.
Are we having another secret link?
Hell, yes, we are, to our political big foamy head beer-induced commentary of all those things, political. And basically,
we endorse presidential candidates.
Yeah, we do. We got a little. We got
That's
a little.
Not just we endorsed one, but we discussed.
We had a good spirited discussion.
Yes,
I think
yes.
It was a good give and take all around. Mm-hmm. About 20, 30 minutes worth of that is well worth checking out because if you're unsure of what the hell to point your vote at, well, let beer be your guide.
Yeah, and if you're dependent on us to pick your candidate, well, you know. Maybe you need to go someplace
else. This country's going to hell in a handbasket. Well,
Mike,
we're glad to have you along for the ride.
Mike, give me a deep technical description of the Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go oatmeal.
All right, yeah. Mike, and
okay.
You're on.
Let
before
me take a little taste.
Introduce the next one.
Well, I thought this had a lot of flavor, but I thought after a while it got real bland, but...
You think?
I'm not giving it a thumbs down, but I'm not really giving it a thumbs up either.
Well, this is a cream stout, so the idea behind it is to mellow the flavor out a little sooner. The cream style is going to kind of take the edge off of the stout.
Yeah.
Stout is typically noted by the roastiness, coffee, and chocolate notes.
Yeah, it didn't have a lot. You guys kind of took the majority of the bottle, so it didn't have much taste, much to taste with, so I only had a few sips.
All right, so you had your quarter inch to sample from.
That's right.
But honestly, though, this is one that the cream part of it does kind of smooth it out a little
mellow
bit.
Mellow it out.
This is a very, very drinkable beer.
Yeah, very drinkable.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I thought it was lovely.
And, but and like I'm you said, now you said bland. but I think it just kind of smooths out. And there's not a lot of flavor left afterwards. So I wouldn't say that's a bad thing, though. If you were introducing this to somebody as a gateway beer, you take a sip of it, you get a little bit of notes, and then gone. Like that.
Yeah, it's pretty much take a sip, and then there's really no strong aftertaste, and no bitterness.
If you've ever had any of the cream-style beers, that's the whole point behind it. Cream is, of course, a mellowing sort of factor. It kind of smooths it out, and I think this accomplishes that. So we got a bunch more coming up, though, that I think we'll get out. And this is the thing, Mike, that we love having you kind of get into this, is Rick and I have had way too many beers.
Hundreds of beers, man.
And it's really nice having some people who have not...
And my favorite one is the next one.
You know? Yeah. But it's really nice having somebody come into it with eyes wide open and being an honest appraisal.
A different opinion. Actually have an emotional attachment with these guys. So
yeah.
I think they're great.
Craig and the Brew Bob is fantastic.
And you know, I say bland, but...
So whatever they produce out of their own kitchen with their own hands, I'm going to love.
My word bland might be cream.
Well, you mean it smooths out.
Yeah, it's smooth. It's not bland and derogatory at all.
No.
But it's very drinkable beer, like you said, and it's I can see drinking this again with the... just about any type of food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a very good all-around beer. And for a stout, though, honestly, it's not as coffeed or chocolate.
No, not a lot
it's
of flavor.
It's very mainstream.
Creamy.
It's
a rich
quake
beer.
Quake me up before you go.
Yeah.
Oatmeal cream stout.
I think they, doing a oatmeal and cream, you're looking for something that's going to kind of slide by you.
Yeah. Anyone to appeal to the masses at the wedding.
All right, so you said this is wedding beer.
Yeah.
Which means, where did
he brewed
get this
all
from?
These for his daughter's wedding.
Get really? Out.
Yeah, and he brewed a whole
he
bunch of wine.
He is an old bastard, didn't he? Though?
Yeah, he's quickly approaching
and
the
50s. And I say that because he's like, 2 years older than me? That old
he's
son of
somewhere
a bitch.
In that range,
yeah. Yeah, and don't you have a daughter that's married?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, not a daughter. I got a son.
Oh, I mean a son that's married. I apologize.
One of them. His hair was longer. He looked like a daughter.
He's been taking the shots.
Yeah, he is.
The hormone treatment.
He'll join us on a future show. He's been on shows past. But, all right, so we've got some more beers coming up. And
what kind of music have we got?
Oh, man, it's dealer's choice, baby. What do you want? I'm thinking you need a little Iggy.
I'd like a Johnston too.
I want to get back.
Richard Johnston.
Richard Johnston.
Yeah. Still a little Richard Johnston.
But first, I want to talk about
Dougie.
My son talks about your daughter.
Well, now we're going to take this offline.
Yeah, no. This will be okay. Something about she said she was going to be a doctor, and see, since your last name is Pepper,
Dr. Pepper, and she is damn well committed. To
never
doing
heard
that
before.
And
to be Dr. Pepper.
She is. My daughter's goal is to be a pediatric orthopedic surgeon. She has an honorable goal of wanting to help little children.
So it's baby
walk
and teeth,
upright.
Right? Yeah.
And live healthy, normal lives. Already 11 years old has
and be Dr.
High,
Pepper.
Yes, she is. But I swear to God, it's not the advertising revenue that will come with being.
What's amazing is she knows words with more than one syllable.
Yeah, she's a smart kid. All right, so let's for Rick. We're it's dealer's choice. Rick's choice. Laligi
Johnson.
All right, little Richard Johnston. A little Lobo action.
Lobo.
A little Richard Johnson.
Go to bed, little baby. Mama gonna cook some chicken and gravy. Go to bed, little baby. Mama gonna cook some steak and gravy. Hush, little baby. Don't you cry, Mama gonna cook you a black bear pie. Oh, baby, don't you cry, Mama gonna cook you a blue bear pie. Oh, baby, don't you cry, Mama gonna cook you a potato pie.
Oh, baby, little baby. too.
Richard Johnson, Jessie Mae Hemphill, who unfortunately,
God bless her,
we saw her, got to enjoy her for the last.
You're singing those chords.
What?
Dude's excited because you're singing those chords.
That's got to be a little painful.
Hey, Mike, what's better?
You were on my penis, man.
You were on the Big Foamy Head Show.
Stepping on his cord.
You were on my penis.
It was just your cord. It was a little tiny cord.
Your penis ain't that long.
Well, it hurt. It
but
hurt.
But it's about that big around. It's like a quarter
inch. It's not the length of the wand. It's the magic in it.
That's right. Not the motion of the ocean.
Come on, get hoppy. Pale ale. American
all right,
pale
so
ale.
We're swilling down. Gosh, what beer. Is this one? We're wait, what am I drinking now, though?
It's American pale ale.
No.
No.
What was the one made,
this was the raspberry had, or cherry raspberry, or raspberry
yeah,
ale.
Good.
Or
it's good stuff.
Very good stuff.
No, we had another Craig the Brew Boat.
Jesus Christ, man.
Oh,
that's
man.
All over the, place.
The raspberry pale ale that Craig sent, and this is from his daughter's wedding.
Wedding.
Correct?
Months ago.
His daughter's right. wedding.
So we're, what was the one, though, that,
doing this.
That we are just enjoying now?
The wheat?
Yeah.
Raspberry wheat.
Raspberry wheat. Beautiful label.
Of course.
And I got to tell you, though, for a homebrewer, Craig goes just nuts.
It's for a wedding.
He does a fantastic job. And once again, self-promotion, putting his face right on the fucking label.
No, that's the son-in-law.
Oh.
That's the dude that's marrying his daughter.
Oh, that's the guy?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, I thought it was Craig.
He's saying, got a Red Wings jersey
Craig's
on,
a good-looking man. I'd do it.
And he's not that good-looking.
And he's got a Red Wings jersey on. I think he's a skinny guy.
I think...
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we appreciate the hell out of Craig, though. Craig has been a loyal supporter of the show. Always, if not commenting out loud on the boards, sending us encouragement and beers. Sweet.
Can we intro the next song?
No, not yet. Just hold your water. God, you're about to just pop. He's so excited because this is a dealer's choice Rick's departure show. This is a twofer. We are doing our second show in a row. And we're just pounded as hell.
This is the music
I listen to.
And honest to God,
this is the music.
I mean, we love the blues. We love the blues, and believe, honest to God, that the blues is the root of all music.
Rock and roll is based on blues.
And
I got to
tell you that honestly, if we were to get into a discussion about what genre best focuses on the blues, I would have to say the punk new wave. It really embraces it because it's all about the ideology of it and focusing on
the what?
Ideology.
What's that mean?
The essence of it, the blues essence. Pick the theme.
So
right?
It's different from the idiocy of it.
Yeah. Well, there's a little bit of idiocy in it too.
It depends on how many raspberry wheat beers you have.
When you're throwing your head into a wall, you know. Listen to punk rock.
There ain't nothing wrong with throwing your head into the
wall. That's kind of idiocy, though.
It is, and you know.
It's different from ideology,
though. Well, this is the only thing I found about slam dancing and stuff is, like, you got to measure that still a little bit. You got to, you know, any of these goofy sons of bitches that smack themselves in and break things, well, you're a dumb shit.
Dude came by to check out my pool today. He was into body transformation or whatever the hell you call it. All his right. earlobes were. He had holes in his earlobes.
He had
earlobes
like them big fucking African
long.
Things.
And then his nose, you could just like his skin hanging off his nose.
That's the kind of neighbor I want, Rick. I want you to sell your house to him.
Well, he was.
That was some big fucking African, you bangy sons of bitches.
No, he was a white boy.
I'm not talking about skin color. I could get rat's ass about what flavor
but,
he is.
I mean, you can see the gap
like the
where
chocolate,
the skin
folks.
Was falling off his nose from
that's
the freaking
dumb shit. Dumb shit.
They shoved in
dumb
there.
Shit knows no race, creed, or color.
He's in the body transformation. He's
stupid transcends all cultural, religious, ethnic boundaries. You don't have to be any kind of class or religion to be a dumb motherfucker.
He was all kind of stupid to stretch out his earlobes and
right.
Dead,
Mike, mean. Baby, give me an amen, baby. Come on.
Mike's all red. Mike, roll on the floor a little bit, man.
He's having to walk away. He's testifying. He's laying, he's praying. Look at him. He's laying up against the wall praying,
so
testifying.
I am expected to respect the opinion of a dude who's into body art like that.
Well, no,
you know?
That's okay. There's
bullshit.
Nothing wrong with that.
He's an idiot. He's wrong.
What? No, I'm not saying he's not an idiot.
The fucker's wrong. Excuse
my
French.
You.
Cut that out, please. But
now,
dude,
this is an explicit show. You say fucker on here. It's okay.
The dude is wrong. He's giving me advice. He's a dumbass who's into stretching his body skin.
Now, that's just fucking nuts.
Yeah, and I'm listening to
and
him
I hope,
going,
I hope he's
yeah,
getting laid
I'll
on the regular
try that.
Basis.
I know you're wrong. You're stupid. You're wrong. I'll try that.
And this motherfucker got enough money to buy your house? Because you're a rich white man.
No, he's just a pool guy.
You got the property.
He's a pool boy.
He's the pool guy.
Shit, he don't
That's
count.
Why I was laughing so hard.
I thought he was coming to buy your house.
He's just a pool boy.
He's in the body
out to a homeless
man.
Buddy.
And I got to tell you that.
And he's giving me advice.
This may be a little bit of
you are so wrong, but I'm going to go ahead and do what you tell right. me.
I don't
do,
know if this is if
what?
This is
stupid.
No, not stupid.
I'm
but,
listening to the
bigoted,
guy. I'm following his advice.
I'd say
he's stupid. I know
I,
he's wrong.
I take advice based on economic feasibility. If you're some son of a bitch delivering Domino's pizza, I'm going to take your advice with a grain of salt. If you're a guy who's the CEO of an organization or something up in the social scale, I'm going to listen a little more closer because I got to figure, I go by the golden rule. He who has a goal makes the rules. Fucking rules. Yeah. So, therefore, if you impart a little wisdom my way and you got the cash to back it up, I'm going to listen a little closer. If you're some little Domino pizza motherfucker, well, there you go.
All right. I'm not going to talk about dumbass pool boy with stretched skin and the elongated earlobes.
There's
and
too
crap.
Many of those in there. Great for entertainment.
Let me talk about
value.
Something that's really interesting.
Bring it on.
I threw away my college notebooks today.
No kidding, really?
Yeah. Okay. I am at the great age of 44, and I'm saying I no longer need to know
what it was.
This information I learned in college.
24,
man, I
25
had
years ago.
And I had cosines, and I had sines, and I had
you don't need that.
All the mathematical crap, and I never,
if it would have
ever
affected
freaking
you,
use it.
If it would have affected you, it would have affected you by now.
So I'm throwing away these notebooks, and it hurts. Because this is knowledge I gained.
Is that your misspent youth?
I put in my brain, man, I studied.
Well,
and I know I
tell my children.
Integrals and derivatives, and I know all this crap, but
well,
it doesn't matter.
I tell my children.
I don't use it.
You are not learning this for the application of the knowledge, but simply to learn that you have to learn things that
you may use a tenth of it.
I think it is. You have to learn how
you're
to source
how
it.
You're learning how to learn.
You're
learning
how to
learn.
Source it. Right. You're learning how to learn.
I can look things up quickly.
Exactly.
I know where to look.
You know where to look. And you can get on Google and Google it, and then you can go into other Wikipedia and elsewhere.
Now this is true,
and,
Mike. You can find things. You bring up a good point.
Yeah. Throwing away your college notebooks,
the things that you had to study and learn and retain
at our
age, back.
How old are you?
Me? Oh God, I'm like 73.
Bullshit.
In doggy years.
Nah, in doggy years. Now I'm 47.
Yeah,
but I got the body of a 23-year-old.
Well, Adonis ain't got shit on you.
I know, but look, I look good.
Yeah.
All right. You do me. Don't deny.
Well, maybe.
That's all I wanted to hear, baby.
A couple more hormone shots, I got a shot all over it.
But the thing is, knowledge and whatever you want to call it, but the big deal is being able to know where to get that info.
All right.
Yeah,
did you ever throw away college notebooks?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Hell yeah, me
too.
This is my experience.
Honestly, this is
the first time I've thrown away my college notebook.
I am
like,
impressed.
This knowledge is no longer applicable.
I didn't throw away my mom. My mom did because I left them behind
I threw mine away about a week after I left.
10 years later, after I was out and about,
you guys,
boom, they were gone.
You guys are hanging on to. Of course, I was in a graphic arts program, so I could give a rat's ass about what I learned. I was more into the visual kinesthetics
and the babes.
And all of it. Yeah, that's true. But, I'm impressed, though, Rick. You held on to this long because you perceived some value.
Yeah, I thought I would use it again.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very good.
I thought this stuff I was learning I would use again.
Well, it's very good stuff. All right, so we digressed. And,
No. It's what I want to talk about.
No,
that's a moving moment for me, throwing away my college.
That was huge.
I think the big thing is just trying to move on and realize that we are in the technology age and the click of a button.
Absolutely.
Oh, technology changes.
If you look back at
it really does, when
you were writing this down in college and you were putting all this down, scribing this and hoarding this, is like
the instructors are throwing it out, boom, boom,
and you're putting this down.
This is the way it is.
You're capturing the moment, writing all this down, seizing the moment. And writing it down and putting it into your journals, and you've held on to it and kept it dear to your heart into all this time, and then you face the reality of things have passed you by. You're now into an information age where instant gratification, instant information on demand, the things that you learned that took years now take seconds.
I think you can relate.
And I watched Blade Runner last night. And
well, that fucked
the,
up right
the
there.
Future, the future they predicted for 2014 is nowhere near coming close.
No.
Go back and watch Blade Runner.
Last we forget.
You don't have off-planet slaves.
It's a movie.
You don't have the,
let's not forget, we're not 2014
Rutger
yet.
Rutger Hauer, who were genetically engineered.
Rutger Hauer is
I think you can
shit.
Relate it to
and Hannah
Darrell. Cool guy. Daryl Hannah. Her too.
Her too.
I think you can relate it to when you got that first girl in the front seat of your car. You're out parking.
Don't remind me.
You're trying to do everything just perfectly. You play it cool. You put the arm around her.
I struck out big time.
Next thing you know, you're feeling a little bit. And then you move it down a little bit. And then next thing you know, it's just one step after one step after one step. And the next thing you know, you're in the middle of it.
Mike's were living his glory day.
And then next thing you know,
one day.
Had that whole premature.
Yeah, I mean, you took an hour to get to where you were going.
And then five kids.
Come on, fast forward.
We live in the now.
The only thing you do is finally you get to where you're going. But then when you get her out the next time, what do? You just go right to the main event.
Okay.
And the summation of all of that is? Is that you already got the knowledge and you know where it is, so you just go right to it.
Well, good point.
That's a good point.
Amen, brother.
Yeah,
you're right. That's exactly what I did.
Once you've achieved the goal, you go smack.
So you had all that knowledge on paper, and it was stored on a shelf somewhere.
You went there,
and you know where it was, and you knew where it. If you ever needed it, you knew where it was.
Now this right here kind of summarizes the whole point of drinking beer and philosophizing, and that's why we kept it off.
Spell that musical interlude. Philosophizing. Will you spell that for me?
Tattooed Love Boys.
The Pretenders. Let's go. The Pretenders' first album, Tattooed Love Boys.
So there's 20 doors around your hearts, black and blue, the Tattooed Love Boys. I tore my knees up getting to you cause I needed to find out what the thing was for. I've been reading. A man's time came to explore. I went ain't far cause I thought like I like it. Little tease, but I didn't need it. But you mess with a good star, you gotta pay. A good time was guaranteed for one and all. The tattoos, target practice in the hall while waiting for their number to get called out. I found out what the wait was about. I was a good time, yeah. I got pretty good at changing tires upstairs, bro. I shot my mouth off and you showed me what that holds.
Coming in on a discussion of who did who.
Of Harry Woman Arms.
Harry Love Boys.
What? Of Woman Harried Arms or
Mike's got to get up and
I'm sorry, Mike's
got to get up in 12 minutes to go sell safety.
Mike's propylene. So, look, we're on to our new beer. He ain't Heffy. He's my husband. So this is a Hefeweizen offering. And it says American Wheat Beer, ABV 4.8%.
A good Hefeweizen ought to be a wheat beer.
And it is. All right. Did you guys get a taste of this?
Mike's slowing down.
All right, I'm slowing way down. I got to get up some? Early in the morning. No, I got. I'm still sucking on the rest of it.
Mike, you took us right to Colorado. What are you doing?
The raspberry wheat's pretty good.
All right, so we're trying the He and Heffy. He's my husband. With a picture of a big fat sow of a man on here. Foals and all. Look at that.
The come on, get happy is like. Nothing but foam.
Well, it's coming up, right?
Well, I think we already drank it, didn't we?
Whoa. Not me. I think he popped it, but we never touched it.
I had some.
So the problem is Craig sent all these beers.
And we're on our second show.
For the wedding beers. We're on our second show. We're just piss drunk off our ass.
We drank most of a bottle of Jack.
Speak for myself. Shit, look at you.
Jack whiskey.
You're anybody's. I got to bench you over the chair right now, and you just smile. But I won't, because I got respect.
He's smiling talking about Safety Clean.
Yeah, buddy.
And Safety Clean, remember, 1-800-SAFETY.
When you need a Safety Clean product.
But... Yes. Back to the beer, because we don't want to do Craig a disservice, even though we're pissed drunk, enjoying his beers. And I guess let's take that as a compliment. Out of all of the beers,
compliment to us or compliment
to
him.
Craig.
Yeah, say that again.
Yeah. We could have been pissed drunk and taken any old thing that would have kept the pissed drunk flowing. But we chose his beers.
Amen.
Instead.
And we decided to record a show around it.
That's exactly. Right. This is the Craig Piss Drunk Beer Show.
You know, we've had his Kentucky breakfast.
No. Style. Oh, my God. Oh,
wasn't that good?
Oh,
that
was my good. God. This is
dude, that's a rocking recipe.
Absolutely.
Keep it
fantastic
up. Keep brewing it. Keep
beverages.
Brewing it.
And we're doing this in
put the Craig- maple syrup in it, man.
If you want a testimony
the oats.
to the epitome of the homebrewers and why we do what we do, this is our send-off for Rick. That's why we're doing two for shows.
And that's why Dick is taking me to CK's to go have bacon.
That's right.
Yes.
And then a little bit of dumpster action, just kind of a little bit of poke
dumpster
in the back.
What's
to say
about?
Goodbye
what's the
to
dumpster
you.
Action?
I know CK's. That's where you go get cheap eggs and bacon late at night.
If we want to say that this is one of the things, and I know Rick will agree with me, if we want to do the send off right, we want to have a good homebrew to say farewell and off to the outpost, the wilderness, the cold, ice coated heart of Denver, such as it is.
I think they measure snow and feet up there, really, to be honest with you.
I think it's just like hell on earth.
I think they got like 33 feet less at one dump.
We're making them live in a damn dumpster, more or less, like a little garbage bag. He's hoping to work his way up to a dumpster. But
for $20,000 a year.
That's right. Well, it's $20,000 a year. And tip money.
Yeah.
And tip money. He's going to have
to
process to
live in a dumpster behind that.
To go and take this, bend over and take it for the show. And we appreciate you doing it, Rick. But we're celebrating the send off with Craig's beers. Right now, we're enjoying the He and Heffy, He's My Husband, wedding beer. And this is the irony of this is
it's got 97 on ReapBeer.com.
Yeah, it does. 97. Shit, you can't beat that. But
with 343 reviewers, that's pretty good.
And this is not like the first. You got maybe you said it before. You got come on, Mike.
Last reviewed by Long Dick 314.
That's right. But we've had other wedding beers before that
have we?
Yeah, Yazoo. Remember the Cerveza?
Yeah.
Another one of those brewed for a wedding, and just spun off into.
I may have not shared with the listeners that I ran to Linus at the Memphis and May Barbecue Festival.
From the Yazoo Brewery.
He was sponsoring the Central Barbecue team. And he shared with me a few of his pale ales.
Which, of course, we're obligated to bitch and pimp slap Linus for not sponsoring the B3 barbecue team.
He ought to.
But we're going to give him a pass because he didn't know. Now he does. And if he does it again, we're going to come all up on side of his head and just pimp slap the shit out of him for not sponsoring him. Now that he knows. He knows.
So we are an official team.
That's right. We're a presence. We're a big gangster-ass grill-wearing presence.
Maybe we can work on Chuck, too. Maybe to
Chuck Skypeck, our buddy. We love Chuck. I got to tell you that. Chuck, that's one of those things. If you hadn't listened to show 78, Warts and All, the 77, Warts and All. The,
who knows? I haven't been published yet.
Has now. We're in the future.
Okay.
We're way in the future.
But, you know, I'm not asking for a handout or anything, but, I was really impressed talking to him and during on that show what we learned and what I learned.
Oh, fantastic.
I know you guys have been around this business for a long time, but what I learned was just so I was just awed. Listen to him.
Yeah, it really is. And Mike, that's the great thing about having you on board with us. You know, you've been you appreciate a beer, and you come into this and, you know, I want to give me more. Give me more. Show me. And,
that's where I am right now. I'm give me more.
You are,
I want more.
Getting all this just kind of shoved at you and gotten some exposure to some of the really the breweries, the the beers that we've had from home brews and all kinds of things. And I think you'll agree when you say that the art of beer is something that's really undervalued.
It really is.
I think it's something that if once you're exposed to it, you really do see. And I think Chuck, the owner of a brewery, and Craig, a home brewer, kind of epitomizes all this and really brings the art of brewing. And this is where you see the people with passion about their beer bring a little something extra to the table.
You know, we even had that show where I believe Dick was saying, where do you come in as a home brewer? Why do you do it? Are you doing it for a hobby? Are you doing it because this is something you're passionate about?
Yeah, what's your perspective on
this? That you want to come in and become a brewer
so
and
why
make
do
money
it?
At it? Is this your passion in life to become a micro brewer or whatever? I mean, there's so many avenues that this can branch off of, a hobbyist, an entrepreneur, or whatever. And to listen to Chuck talk about it, I mean, it just almost felt like I was getting hit in the head with a hammer. It was so much love and passion into what he was talking about. And, you know, he turned it into a business, and I was so impressed with what he came across with. And then when the Brewmeister came out, and he talked about his love,
Jimmy, and
some of the things that he really liked, what he did, and why he did it. And then, heck, we had the chef out there talking about, you know, his love of cooking.
Yeah, he was kind of
meshing it with the beers and whatnot.
Wait, what did you say, Rick?
He's kind of forced to be there.
You're leaving. Shit, you can say whatever you want.
But it was.
Well, now I gotta give him a little props. He was kind of intimidated when we're.
I think he was put on the spot.
No, it wasn't quite. I don't think he knew what it was going to match the beer with the.
He was new on the job.
Yeah, I think he was new on the job. And he didn't know what Chuck wanted.
But I got to tell you, he stepped up. Yeah. He did the best he could with what he could. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to coming back and seeing him and talking with him about the pairings.
What was his name?
Oh, God, don't ask me now. I
thought it was Sam. Drunk. I'm not sure,
but I believe we sit here and we wonder why do we do what we do, and
it's for fun. There's no profit.
Why do we do a podcast? It's because we love what we do and we like our friends and
do
we
you?
Get involved.
Because that's why I do it. I don't know why you do it.
I really do. I love getting together with you two guys. And I mean, we've had John and Martin and Claire. And
some of everybody.
And, I mean, it's
the
just
beer babes.
And I love
absolutely.
It. I love it because
a whole cast of characters.
And you know what I like about Best? It evolves one way and comes back another and goes another way and comes back another. And it's not the same show every time. It's not cut and dried.
But
we
don't
have a schedule. We go down, okay, we're going to go talk about this, we're going to talk about that, we're going to talk about this on at 8:20, we're going to talk about this at 9:00.
We start initiatives and then we drop them. Yeah, that's the problem.
Well,
I would say that was our weakness.
Well, but I think it's, you know, in vino veritas, right?
In wine,
there's truth, and in beer,
there's
bullshit. But, now, what we did, though, is we did this for the love of beer.
Yeah.
And the excitement that we find of discovering the new types,
the beauty
new
of not
taste.
Raising revenue and not being beholden to a sponsor or whatever.
But you know, I didn't know.
We can do what we like to do. This is what we like to do. And I don't care if people don't like what we don't like, what we like to
and
do.
And I think we enjoy a common audience.
Some people say, oh, God, you relied too much on this.
Or you need to do more.
Or why aren't you doing this? And,
this,
you know, you started this and you stopped doing that.
But at the end of the day, if
this
you look
is
at
the show
it,
we do, and it's for free.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we try to entertain her.
Yeah. Right. And we know that over the years, that's plural years, we've brought a lot of shows, a lot of viewpoints, a lot of just. Sometimes
we drank some great beers, and we've really invited a lot of guests in, and we've done a lot of things like barbecuing. I mean,
absolutely, beer, blues, and barbecues. We have always stuck to our principles of that, which kind of
A lot of people say I don't like blues.
Yeah, fine,
but you know, but you
or
know,
somebody says I don't like the barbecue.
If you don't like blues, you don't like music. Period. Yeah.
But you know, I lived in this neighborhood almost 5 years, and I didn't even know you two guys. Now I live way over there in the corner. You live out on one side, and you live over on this side.
But you came across the show,
but
and
we
you
would
knew
meet each other at this party and that party, and we'd see each other, shake each other's hand, and talk about, well, hey, you need to come out and do our show or whatever, and never did it. And then finally, one day, I did it, and
there you go.
We just kind of hit it.
Hooked.
And that's great. But and I even have a little different taste than you two guys. I mean, but let me tell you something. I'm real happy to have met you and gotten to know you better. And I really do. I'm almost getting teary-eyed, but I hate that you're leaving.
Get a little verklempt.
We're not doing that, though, because
it's just a growing thing.
It's a growing thing.
If you're going to start tearing up, you might as well drop your trowel, just Pokemon right in the butt.
I'm happy. I'm really happy that you're getting out there into homebrew land and all that good stuff. I mean, I think we got some great things happening. I really do. I'm excited.
And absolutely. I want to be happy that things I helped create, like Big Foamy Head, and like the B3 barbecue team, I want them to continue.
You got a legacy that
you know, I started
here.
Things, and I want them to grow and to build.
Yeah,
well, hey, I think they will, and I think
look
Mike,
at the people we've got involved, John and Martin, and
I think
and Matt
you're kind of summing it up. It's like it's one thing to
Claire
make a mark on something and lead. It's another to make a mark and have it grow.
Right,
and I think that's what we can definitely say.
And all I can say is that I was at the right point at the right time, and people want things to happen around me.
Absolutely.
And I kicked them off. I don't know.
Let's look back.
Not that I was catalyst or anything.
Let's look back.
I just was there at the right time.
Rick, let's look back 80 shows ago. That's a long way back.
Yeah, you came over to my yard and you
80
said
shows ago. And
I want to do a podcast.
Do a
I said, "What's a podcast?"
And we did the first one in the yard. With
and you
the
said, "Well, we just sit around, we talk about
everything.
Stuff, and nobody's going to listen."
And
but
here
who
we
cares?
Are.
It's
here
fun.
We are, 80 shows later.
Right.
And that's a legacy right there. Yeah. And that is way, way more than a lot of podcasts out there. We have we definitely laid a foundation. We've done a lot of good things. And
people are following our lead.
And Mike, I got to say, you know, this is the thing. We know we've got a lot of audience, and we've got people all over the world that have sent us things, given us comments. But where it really brings us home is when we've got somebody in our own backyard stepping mm-hmm. up and wanting to come in and say, I want to be part of this.
Yeah.
And that's where, Mike, you're helping carry it on.
Well, I enjoy it. I really do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this
and
is
I'm,
good.
I'm just proud to be knowing you two guys.
And you and, with John and yeah. Martin.
Yeah,
people
absolutely.
Like you.
Yeah, so we've got a great opportunity. We talked about this offline. We got a couple of folks that are wanting to step up. Rick is moving on. He's going on to bigger, better pastures. He's going to still be part of this show. Absolutely.
So you're putting him at
no
the pastor.
Doubt. That's a pastor. But he's going to be a part of this, and that's not going to stop. And yeah. we're going to just continue to evolve and go on. And
I'm going to continue to drive. Even
oh,
if
yeah.
I, even
absolutely.
If I yank, even if I yank it from Memphis to Denver, I'm dragging. I'm
that's why they made Skype.
And it's the age of technology, man. We can we
we're
can make it happen.
We're not geographically centralized.
So, and this is kind of why we went ahead and did a twofer. Yeah. Because we know we
did twofer because we were drunk.
That's part.
You said
of
what
it.
The hell?
Because without beer, there would be no drunkenness.
We're talking and we're drinking, and we may as well record it, right?
That's right.
That's right. So, Craig, thanks for all the wedding beers. And this
yes,
is,
sir.
And I got to tell you that this is one of the beers that I think is special. And this is the second time I've heard this. Is someone making beer out of love? And Craig brewed this beer for his daughter's wedding, had a whole beautiful assortment of beers, beautiful labels, fantastic taste, and this to me summarizes the
dude
whole
worked hard.
He works hard, and he's been a wonderful supporter of the show, and of course we support his show, the Brew Bubbas, and man, just fantastic beers.
Except with him dogging Larry Bell.
Just,
we like
you
Larry.
Just gotta, you just got to drop a little turd right in that punch bowl.
Well, we
you're
like,
not going to let it go.
We you're like Larry Bell, but the Brew Bubba.
Here's a big fuck you from Rick right here, baby.
The Brew Bubba. The Brew Bubba's had a bad experience with Larry Bell. I was like, okay.
I hear you.
You had a bad experience. I well, still like Larry Bell.
I like Larry Bell too, but he's a big dog.
Oh, he's cocky and arrogant.
He's a big dog. Okay. Hey, he can back it up. He can back it up, so he can be a little pissy sometimes. That's okay. We'll give him that. All but right. We appreciate the hell out of Craig and his
thank
beers
you, Craig.
And fantastic
and for the efforts
beers.
With the.
I got to tell you though, I'm kind of pissed about the come on get hoppy pal. Al, you cracked that bastard, and I didn't get none.
Have some.
I'm going to have some. So, Craig, great supporter.
Linda Stark campaign.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
You got to give him that.
The guy, he just made major efforts, and he raised not a great amount of funds, but it was what
it was
available through
was
the community.
Well driven.
He worked hard for the money, you know.
So we appreciate this, and I can't think of a more fitting beer for your send
cares.
Off. If we're pissed drunk and going to send you off, it should be with a homebrew.
All right.
And I think having Craig.
I am a homebrewer by heart.
You are a homebrewer. I've watched you evolve from a not know what the fuck you're doing. Just spamming
here's my
around.
Piss, drink it.
Ugh. And becoming a really just aficionado and
well,
promoter.
To the point where people prefer my beer over the
oh,
commercial
hell
beers.
Yes, hell know. Yes. I mean, you've heard it here. I've had your beers and
very good,
man, fantastic.
The beers this weekend was actually
oh my god,
I mean,
fantastic.
I like
Amarillo.
To brew the beer for the event. You know?
So, Craig, so, take pride in the homage we've given. Is your beer is the final beer. Send off for Mr. Rick Hagerbomber.
All right,
going
you.
Out and doing the field report, taking the bullet for the team, and producing all this. And that's why this show we've done a little departure from the blues, playing some of Rick's favorites. And
this song's all blues laden.
It is.
It's huge. It's a Pay damn Smith, song, right? Pay Smith song.
We're closing out with that.
All right.
And this is Land. From Patti Smith's first album,
Horses. Yeah.
And a little bit of land here. See you next time.
Drive safe.
Come back, see us.
Sweet.
He drove it in, he drove it home, he drove it deep. And Johnny, the boy, disappeared. Johnny fell on his knees, started crashing.
crashing his head against a locker. Started crashing his head against a locker. Started laughing hysterically when suddenly Johnny gets a feeling he's being surrounded by horses, 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 horses coming in all directions. White, shining, silver, studs with their nose. Silken hair and found a stair, and I didn't waste time. I just walked right up and saw that up there, there is a sea up there. There's a sea up there. There's a sea. Sees the possibility. There's no land but the land. There's no sea but the sea. Possibilities up there. There's a wall of possibilities. Possibilities up there. There are several walls of possibilities up there. The first possibility was to see around me. I was standing there with my legs spread like a sailor. I felt his hand on my knee on the screen, and I looked at Johnny. Handed him like a branch of coral flame in the heart of man. The waves were coming in like Arabian stallions, gradually lapping into seahorses. He picked up the blade and he pressed it against his smooth throat, spoon, and let it dip in the veins, dip in to the sea, to the sea.
of possibilities.
Dipping, started hardening in my hand
to the sea,
and I felt the arrows of possibilities. I put my hand inside his cranium. Oh, we had such a brainiac for more, but no more, no more. I gotta move from my mind to the air. Oh, 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 gotta go and do the what you see. Yeah, do the what you see. Do the what you see. Shine open, coiled snakes, white and shining, twirling and circling. Our lives are now entwined. We will fall. Too warm, too unbelievably smooth, like playing in the sea.
No possibilities, possibility was a blade, a shine.
I hold the key to the sea of possibilities. There's no man but the man.
Look at my hand, and there's a red stream. It went streaming. Sands, like fingers, like arteries,
sits between
like fingers,
the eyes of a horse,
laid, pressing it against his throat,
your eyes,
he opened his throat,
your
his
eyes,
vocal cords started shooting like
of a horse,
and the pituitary gland. Throat. Nobody heard. He was on that bed. It was like a sea of jelly. And so he seized. First his vocal cords.
Shot up.
Possibility had pituitary glands. It was a black tube. He felt himself disintegrate. Go inside the black tube. Said when he looked out into deep, saw this weak young thing, Fender wine, humping on the pocket meter, leaning on the pocket meter. In the sheets, there was a man dancing around to a simple